Okay, let's go ahead and get started. I'd like to welcome everyone tonight to a public scoping meeting for the Mid-Valley Shopping Center, EIR, during the Notice of Preparation or NOP process. I'm Brandon Swanson with Monterey County Planning, and with me here on the panel is Terry Whistler-Adam from EMC, the county's consultant for this project. You may notice this is a webinar. That's a little different than if you've attended a planning commission or a zoning administrator. A webinar is set up so we have a panelist group, which is myself and Terry. And then we have participants that are in a room, essentially, if you want to call it, where you can hear the items and then you can raise your hand when we get to public comments, but you won't be able to turn your microphone off and on or your video. So right now it's about being able to explain to everyone what's going on. So I do want to mention for the group that this meeting is being recorded. That's helpful in case someone can't make it to the meeting, we'll make this meeting available for everyone. But we certainly ask everyone, because it's recorded also, to keep it respectful. That would be wonderful. This is a county meeting. This is not, we've had a couple of meetings on this project before, which were more geared towards a meeting with the developer and talking about the design of the project and really getting into the nuts and bolts about how the project might look. This is not that type of meeting. This is a county-sponsored meeting during the CEQA process. And so what we're really here to do today, let me put up an agenda that I've prepared for our day. So here's our agenda. So we've done welcomes and introductions. And the next thing I want to do is I just want to go over the NOP purpose of today's meeting and the procedures, how we're going to handle that. And then I'll turn it over to Terry for just a short overview of the EIR process for this project. It's not going to be in depth. We're not going to go through the whole EIR. Nobody wants to hear that right now at this point. But really just a little bit of an explanation of how we're going to be approaching this in with our consultant EMC. Then we will take comments from public agencies as I'll talk about in a minute. The main focus of NOP meetings is typically to receive comments from public agencies. Then we'll shift to receiving comments from the general public, which is when people will be able to raise their hand and speak at that point. And then we'll conclude the meeting. And so that's just a brief overview. I'll pop this agenda up as we move along, but I'll take it down for now. With that, let me talk about the overview. So the whole purpose of an NOP meeting is really to focus on CEQA impacts that we did not identify, that were not identified in the NOP document that went out. And for all those on the call, CEQA evaluates physical impacts of a project. We're not talking about the merits of a project. We're not talking about what people like the color or not. We're talking about impacts, physical impacts on the environment under CEQA. So we're not here to determine preference for a project at this point. We're really here to talk about, did we miss anything in our notice of preparation as we're getting ready to move on to the EIR? Did we miss any impacts under CEQA? So I'm going to keep the meeting focused on that tonight, and I ask that everyone please help me with that. As of today, the CEQA issues, the CEQA impacts that we've identified are historical and cultural resources. The scoping meeting today is to discover, like I said, if we missed anything. These meetings are typically done on a larger, more complex project that have multiple impacts under CEQA as an opportunity for other agencies like Caltrans, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, Army Corps of Engineers to provide input to the lead agency, Monterey County, on anything that we may need to consider that they're specialists on that would be a CEQA impact. However, given the local interest in this project, RMA and the county really wanted to make sure that the public had an opportunity to provide that input too. This is a lot smaller project than normally there would be a public scoping meeting for, but we felt it was important just given the public interest and involvement in this project to date to have this meeting. So that's why we're here today. I just briefly want to do a quick project overview. I think everyone's pretty familiar with the project. As everyone probably, like I said, is aware, the County of Monterey received an application for a design approval for this project, which is exterior alterations and site improvements. Generally, those alterations include painting, the building exteriors, window trim, roof fascias, also wrapping some of the aggregate concrete columns in a material, removal of some of the covered walkway between buildings A and B, or A and C, rather, alterations to sections of the roof, and some fascia and joist improvements. So it's really exterior modifications. The project also includes a replacement of certain landscaping elements, with drought resistant and local plantings. The reason we are preparing an EIR for this project is, as everyone knows, there were multiple historical assessments prepared for this project, whereby we have a disagreement among experts. And under CEQA, that triggers the need for an EIR to evaluate that disagreement. So that's why we are doing an EIR for this project and what has led us to this NOP meeting today. Again, I just want to ask everybody really strenuously to keep their responses and comments focused on the impacts in the NOP. When we get to the public comment, I'm going to ask folks to keep their comments around 2 or 3 minutes. I think that should be enough, but if we need to have more, we can. But please try to limit your comments to the scope of what we're trying to do tonight. With that, I guess I'll ask the question and someone can raise their hand, but I just want to make sure that everyone understands the process. So this isn't the point to make any comments on the project, but before I turn it over to Terry to let her explain the EIR itself, I just want to make sure that everyone understands what we're doing tonight and doesn't have any questions about the process. So I'll pause for a minute. If you'd like to raise your hand, there should be a button towards the bottom of your screen that allows you to raise your hand. If you're on a phone, you can raise your hand by clicking *9. Pause for a minute just to see if anyone has any questions about the process, just the process for tonight's meeting. So I'm not seeing any. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Terry. Terry, if you want to just walk us all through just briefly the process that you and the county will be going through in putting this EIR together for the project. Oh, I think you're muted.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon. Again, my name is Terry Whistler-Adam with EMC Planning Group. I'm just going to give you a quick summary of the environmental review process when we prepare an EIR and what's required by the California Environmental Quality Act. So generally, a project such as this is typically exempt from review under CEQA. However, because as Brandon mentioned, the county's received conflicting historic property reports resulting in a disagreement among experts, we do have to prepare an EIR. So the EIR is going to be focusing on the potential historic significance of the shopping center and whether the project itself will have an impact if it's determined to be a significant resource, a significant historic resource. So as you know, the county prepared a notice of preparation and it was sent out to responsible and trustee agencies and members of the public to solicit information on what everyone thinks should be in the EIR. So we're currently in the process of preparing a draft EIR, which includes having an architectural historian look at all of the information that's available and do all the research she needs to do and draw her own conclusion about whether the shopping center is historic or not. And we'll report on that in the EIR. The draft EIR should be ready for public review by the end of this year or the beginning of next year. And at that point, in that time period, a 45-day review period, the public has the opportunity to comment on the content of the draft EIR. And when that 45-day public review period is over, then we'll prepare a final EIR that addresses all the comments that were raised and brings a whole package together at the end of the process to the county decision makers to consider before they consider whether or not to approve the project. So in addition to this opportunity to provide input into what should be addressed in the EIR, the public also has an opportunity to provide input during the 45-day public review period that will then be documented in the final EIR. And of course, there will be public hearings when the EIR is considered to be certified and the project considered for approval. The public will opportunity to comment then as well. So tonight we're looking forward to hearing any comments you have regarding the content of the EIR. And in addition to historic resources, if there's anything else that you think we should be evaluating.
Great. Thanks, Terry. I appreciate that. So I'll just pop up our agenda here real quickly. So we've covered our introductions. We've gone through the overview and procedures for tonight. Terry just gave us that great explanation of the EIR. So at this point in the evening, what I'll do is I will open the meeting to anyone from a public agency who would like to raise their hand and make a comment on the project. We'll take public comment after the public agencies, members of the public. So is there any members of a public agency present tonight in the scoping meeting who would like to make a comment on this project? You can raise your hand by either clicking at the bottom of your screen. There should be a button that allows you to raise your hand. Or if you're on a phone, then you can raise your hand by clicking *9. And I'll pause for a moment. Okay, seeing none, and not seeing any names of any public agency members that I know, I will then move on to the next item on the agenda, which is public comment from members of the general public. So if there's any members of the general public that would like to make a comment on the notice of preparation with respect to CEQA impacts that may not be evaluated as part of this, we would love to hear that now. I do have one hand raised, Richard Scott. Let me turn on your ability to speak. Richard Scott, you should be able to unmute yourself now and speak.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I'm curious, you mentioned historical significance. I believe that most of the comments in the past have been on its architectural significance. And I'm wondering if there's a difference or if historical and architectural are the same thing.
Thanks. And Richard, thanks for the question. I'm happy to answer that one. I want to make it clear that this really is not as much of a question and answer. I think that's a relevant question, but we're going to try to keep focused on comments, but I think this is pertinent because they are related in the world of CEQA. The architecture with respect to this structure is one of the things that the EIR will be examining, because if the architecture is significant based on the style or who designed it, that is a cultural or historical resource. So that is something that the EIR will be looking at already. So I feel like we've covered that. You're welcome. Yep. Okay. Looks like the next speaker I have is Pris Walton. Let me unmute you here. Pris, you can go ahead and unmute yourself and share your comments with us.
Thank you, and thanks for holding this public meeting on this. I just have a question about as part of the EIR, and that is whether the, under the historic design and so forth, if the way that the architect has designed the traffic flow is part of this scoping, in terms of as an impact. If that's changed.
Sure, that's a good question. And I'll let Terry answer after me because she may have a more technical answer than this, but the scope of this project, it gets down to site improvements, which include painting, minor improvements to facades, removing archways. There is no increase or impact or change in traffic. If we were gonna see a new use proposed as part of a project, or some sort of change to how the traffic would be coming off of the road, that may be something that would be evaluated in the EIR, but there is no anticipated traffic impacts from this since it's purely a cosmetic change to the structure. Terry, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I don't believe that traffic flow is one of the considerations in determining whether the shopping center or the resource would be historically significant or not. And as Brandon indicated, we don't have any plans to evaluate the circulation of the shopping center.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Pris. I'm gonna lower your hand and take away that. All right, next hand up I have is from Karen Strasser Kaufman. Let me move you over to be able to talk here. Corinne or Karen, I apologize if I got that wrong, but please go ahead and unmute yourself and share your comment with us.
It's Karen, can you hear me?
I can, Karen, thank you.
Karen Strasser Kaufman. I'm retired Monterey County Supervisor and chief author of the Carmel Valley Master Plan. That would be one of my sets of concerns, and I'm on the board of the Carmel Valley Association. In terms of both of the categories that are checked off here to be analyzed, pursued, and ultimately decided, you have the aesthetic and the historical. In both of these categories, the materials that are being utilized and featured and in the manner in which they are featured, will that be considered? I ask because one of the key controversies has been the painting over of the columns, existing columns, which originally by direct design from the architect, were covered with pebbles to represent the Carmel River. And there are other features in the complex which echo other aspects of Carmel Valley or significance of a Carmel Valley's environmental looks. Now those columns have been covered with white shiny hospital paint. So that would be one of the changes. There are some other changes. Will that be a consideration?
I'll start again and I'll let Terry weigh in, but any work that either has been done to the site or is proposed to be done to the site that affects the look of the or the potential historic significance of the site, that will be analyzed in the project. I know that there is a possibility for that paint to be removed, so that will be certainly an alternative that's explored. Terry can talk a little bit more of the alternatives, but an EIR always has alternatives included in it, or alternatives to the proposed project. So I would anticipate that one of the alternatives for this project might be to remove the paint and return it to its original state. There's always a no project alternative in an EIR. So I think if your question is, does the EIR scope include assessment of the impacts from both the painting that was done and all the proposed work that would be done, then I think the answer is yes, we have that included in our scope, but I'll let Terry add on to that if she wants to.
Thank you, that's helpful. And
Karen, let me just see really quickly if Terry wants to add to that before we move off of your first question.
Yes, I agree with you, Brandon, that the how the project will change the look of the buildings is a part of the what we look at in the historic evaluation. But again, for the first thing our historian is going to do is do her research and give her opinion as to whether the shopping center is historic significantly. And then, of course, if it is, then we would be looking at mitigation measures or alternatives to ensure that the historical significance isn't affected.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. That's comforting to know, and I certainly look forward to seeing it. My other question is, in terms of the town hall meetings that were held or the other meetings that were held, to discuss all this, it came up that the owner intended to open up the shopping center, or the service center really, more than the shopping center, the service center, so that people could see in and see what's being offered and obviously be attracted to come and utilize it. As part of that, the protective hedges of native natural vegetation in the rear behind Safeway, that whole line behind the shopping center there, between Center and Doyle Street, that was taken down, and it opens that whole complex to the immediately adjacent residential neighborhood. And there were major complaints from the residents there saying that suddenly they're looking at Safeway's trash and hearing and seeing trucks coming and going at all hours, because Safeway's open 24 hours a day. And so that whole approach from the rear and impact in the rear was definitively changed. There's other changes in the front too. Would that be considered? It's certainly aesthetic, and some of that is, I'm sure, the intent of the architect to provide some kind of a visual barrier that's acceptable and in fact, again, is natural appearing, which is a main policy in the Carmel Valley Master Plan, is to preserve the rural impact, the rural aesthetics of Carmel Valley wherever possible.
Yeah, thank you. That's a wonderful question, Karin. I know exactly what you're talking about back there. So certainly the aesthetic impacts from that, as Terry talked about, that's certainly within our scope. So we'll be looking in that area in general and then assessing if there are any other impacts, if there is not some sort of fence or hedgerow put back as part of the proposed project. So we will certainly make sure that that's included in the scope of this EIR.
Yeah, that's great, because I didn't see it mentioned anywhere in the description of proposed changes.
Yeah, and thank you that's for pointing that out. So the NOP talks about, I have it right here, replacement of portions of the existing landscape with proposed exterior elevations. So there is some landscaping work that's going on. And so we'll make sure that we evaluate that portion of the center, either with respect to landscaping in terms of plants or landscaping in terms of fencing.
There was some public comment on that in the community meetings, requesting that when some kind of vegetated barrier is put in, that it be native plants preferably. But again, the same purpose be fulfilled.
I do recall that. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your comments. So I'll lower your hand. All right. So I have one more hand up right now. Larry Bacon, I'm going to switch you over here so you can unmute yourself. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Brandon. I want to come back to the question of traffic circulation. Not with respect to the public roads, Carmel Valley Road and the side streets, but within the center. I think, as I recall, Page and Turnbull cited that as an element of the design. This was a fairly early suburban shopping center, and the circulation was a key element of the entire plan. And I believe that the current owner in at least two areas proposes to change the traffic circulation. So I do want to ask that that be considered as part of the EIR in this case.
Okay, thanks for that comment, Larry. We can add that to the comment list, and the EIR can at least address it. If it's not an impact, then we make that clear as well.
Also, I believe there are some original, in the parking areas, talking about circulation, some original lighting fixtures, and they may be modified to be modernized in terms of light impact, but again, they are part, the standing poles and the lighting fixtures are part of the original design by the architect, and I just wanted to add that to the considerations here.
Thanks, Larry. That's a good point. And I think just to kind of touch back on what Terry talked about earlier, so if you want to call it like phase one of this EIR, our historian will look at this and arrive at a conclusion of whether or not the site is historically significant. And if that, and from that point, it kind of changes what happens next. So if it were considered to be historically significant, then any potential improvements, that's where you get your mitigations and your options for improvement at the site. And that's when you would start looking at things like the existing lighting, the existing structures, what can be done to conform to Secretary of Interior standards for historical structures. So we'll certainly consider that if that's the route this ends up going.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Larry. So at this point, I have no additional hands raised from anyone in the public. I'll pause a minute just in case. If for some reason you're struggling with raising your hand, I do want to mention that comments can be submitted in writing via email as well during the NOP period. In the NOP that went out, I believe my email address is on there, Brandon Swanson. It's swansonb@co.monterey.ca.us. I'm happy to take any comments either from anyone on this meeting who either didn't want to or unable to participate via phone, or anyone who was not able to attend tonight's meeting. I'm glad to take any comments between now and the time that the NOP period ends, so we can make sure we get all of the potential impacts addressed in this EIR. So feel free to share that with anyone who you know was not able to attend tonight's meeting. So I'm just kind of filling some time right now in case anyone else raises their hand, but I'm not seeing anyone. So with that, I think I will move on to the next agenda item, which is actually to conclude the meeting. So as I mentioned, this was our scoping meeting for the Mid-Valley Shopping Center during the NOP period. Our goal was to receive comments from the public and from public agencies to see where there may be areas of CEQA impacts that could be missing as we work towards preparing our EIR. So I thank everyone for taking the time to participate. Again, please, if someone was not able to make it tonight, I am recording this meeting tonight, so the video will be available on our county website, and I will make that available to anyone who's expressed interest. Karen, I see your hand is up. Let me just let me go ahead and move you over so you can unmute yourself. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to. I could ask this after you close the meeting, because I'm not sure that it affects this right now, but it's something that I've been asked by the community, especially the business community in Carmel Valley Village, to raise tonight. And that is, there is a controversy over the name proposed. I saw it again tonight on the documents that are included that we're discussing, and there's an architectural design proposed, and there's a big sign saying Carmel Valley Marketplace. We already have a Carmel Valley Marketplace in Carmel Valley Village, which is just 6 miles down the road. And not only would it be confusing, but it's really taking something that's already been established by the business community there. And there's great concern about that. So I promised I would at least bring it up, because I don't know any other place. I was thinking, what hearing or where else could we bring it up? And I hate to be told down the road some month that, well, it wasn't raised, and so it never came up, and now that's the way it is. So if that could be addressed in some way, I know we would all appreciate it.
I appreciate the comment. I do think that was a relevant comment for a meeting like this. I mean, if for some reason through the process, it's determined that the name of the center somehow carries historic significance overall, then that would certainly be a potential impact. So we'll make sure that's looked at in the EIR. Of course, people, as Terry mentioned at the very beginning of this will certainly not be the last time that people will have an opportunity to comment on this project or the EIR. Once the EIR is prepared, it will be sent out for the public and circulated for at least 45 days. So there will be an opportunity to comment on the full draft of the EIR once it's out there. So please share that with your folks in the community who are not able to attend tonight, that this will not be the only opportunity for people to provide comments. That 45-day period allows for comments in writing, so that there is still going to be an opportunity. And if they want to send comments in before this NOP period ends, they're certainly willing or able to do that as well. But thank you for that comment. We noted that. So I'll finish here. I want to thank everybody. Email me if you have an additional comment or thought, if someone was not able to make it. We will be sending out we'll be sending out a video link to those that have interest in this project who can see this meeting tonight. So with that, I'll thank everyone and wish you a happy and healthy weekend. So take care. Bye-bye.